brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, as they often are when republics fall, when things are crumbling and at an end, Alex is still on vacation, and I will try to do justice to the important things happening right now. Of course, as you know, Eric Holder testified in the Senate yesterday, defending and claiming that the president has a right to use drones on American soil to kill Americans. Of course, they have been ramping up to this for many years, first killing Anwar al-Awlaki, an American citizen who was claimed to be a terrorist. We know him as a Pentagon asset, and his 16-year-old son, also an American, also many other people on that drone strike list. Now, yesterday, a dramatic filibuster from Senator Rand Paul out of Kentucky, the son of Ron Paul, the congressman, and he, of course, spoke for almost 13 hours, a legendary stand for principle on the fact that these drone strikes and this claim that the president can simply kill whomever he wants with just about any weapon he wants at any time he wants, well, it completely erodes almost all of the Bill of Rights, undoes all our checks and balances, and it represents the complete destruction of our Constitution, which, as we well know, has been a long time coming, a long time in the works. But just saying they can use drones if they think it's necessary, of course, erodes all due process, and there's a lot more that's wrong with it, of course. And they've been ramping this up, and this really just farcical Department of Justice head, Eric Holder, continues on his spiel. We will play those clips coming up. We will touch more into detail on the Rand Paul, many other senators. Of course, they are beginning to introduce gun control legislation today in the Senate. The most draconian assault weapons bills are expected to fail, but they will also push for registration, ways to deal with PTSD, and really taking away the Second Amendment of our veterans, some of our most treasured Americans. Texas is proposing one of the nation's most sweeping mobile privacy laws. We'll get into that, but we also have a jam-packed show. Paul Joseph Watson, who's our most voluminous writer and has his finger on the pulse of most of these most important issues, will be joining us here in just a moment on the other side of the break. Alex Jones, even though he's trying to rest and go on vacation, will be joining us. He's scheduled to come in and pop up at the beginning of the next hour. We'll see when he calls in. I'm sure he has a lot to say. He's been making videos, of course, on his YouTube channel. You can go see what he's been saying there from his vacation holdoffs. And we'll be joined later in the program by several of our nightly news reporters, among them Jakari Jackson, Melissa Melton, and David Ortiz. They're going to cover the most important news happening. Ortiz has been examining all of the socialist nanny state maneuvers, new laws on abortion, and the big fight over whether or not we should have taxpayer-funded abortion, taxpayer-funded genocide, taxpayer-funded targeting of the black community. Melissa Melton and David Ortiz went to a Bill Gates event yesterday and got to ask him a question about what's really going on with their vaccine programs, and whether or not they consider the loss of life in places like India and Pakistan, Africa, Latin America to be just collateral damage. So that's all coming up, and we're going to debut her special report on that Bill Gates question. It's going to come with a lot of documentation, and we have some other clips to discuss that stuff. And Jakari Jackson will also be joining us. He's going to talk about his most recent report on the government's zombie drills, how they're conditioning us to dehumanize each other and accept this greater government control and accept things like drone strikes. I mean, all they have to do is float a story that somebody's basically the next Chris Dorner, and then it's okay for them to just use lethal force outside of law. And who knows? We don't know what the scenario is. Eric Holder says he can't imagine. There's no intention of using these drone strikes, but they're going to destroy the Bill of Rights ahead preemptively just to make sure they have that power. They don't deserve that power, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into those issues, break it down, and stand for the Republic for what's right. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUSFLY to order now.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones radio show, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm sitting in for Alex while he's on vacation. I'm Aaron Dykes. Joining me in just a moment is Paul Joseph Watson. Now, there's a lot going on in the world right now. Fresh maneuvers from AIPAC and from the lobbies in Washington saying that we need to take out Iran. We have military generals saying they have the plans to do it. Chavez is dead. What does that mean? The Russians are calling for an investigation. Syria thing continues to happen. And, of course, we have North Korea menacing with a preemptive strike on the U.S. But without a doubt, the biggest story in the world right now is Rand Paul's filibuster. It's an outdated thing. Nobody really does these filibusters anymore, but he spoke for almost 13 hours on the floor of the Senate to stand against drone strikes unless they would say they wouldn't use them on Americans on American soil. How outrageous. Are you there, Paul Joseph Watson?
Hey, Aaron. Good to be here.
Thanks for joining me. Well, obviously, we need to talk about Holder's testimony and the Rand Paul filibuster, so please take the floor.
Well, for those who don't know, and it would have been difficult to miss it, but yesterday, as you said, Rand Paul got up there, did a near 13-hour filibuster, ostensibly to oppose the nomination of John Brennan as CIA director, but primarily to draw attention to the issue of unconstitutional drone strikes, because I looked at the media reaction afterwards, and there's an article out recently actually from Krauthammer saying that this has truly launched Paul as a national figure. But not surprisingly, probably a lot of the mainstream media buried the story. It was kind of halfway down the news page on their websites. And then CNN last night, as Paul was still doing his speech, came out and said that he was wasting time in delaying the confirmation of John Brennan, who, was the architect of the drone program.
This is hilarious, though, because obviously a filibuster is meant to waste time. It's supposed to be a wasting of time so they don't pass unconstitutional legislation. It's one of the only final checks if the whole Senate's bought out, and they pretty much confirm anyone, including Satan himself, if he's put up by the president.
Well, exactly, and I mean, you know, he's up there for 12 hours. He's talking about Obama and Holder shredding the Constitution. Twitter's on fire about it. The blogs are on fire about it. But surprisingly, it was buried by the mainstream media on the front pages. And then CNN comes out and does a whitewash, says it was a waste of time. But what I found even more egregious, which is the clip we're going to go to now, is National Security Council spokesman Tommy Vita. Listen to what he said. Let's go to that clip.
Do we have that clip, guys? Yeah, we're pulling up that clip in just a moment, and we have the other clips, too. We're going to get to Holder's testimony where he makes this outrageous statement and just will not tell the Senate that he won't strike on Americans and tells them, well, I can't see the scenario. There's no intention of using these drones, but of course, we're going to authorize the president to use any kind of lethal force as long as somebody like John Brennan brings Obama a list to say they can kill somebody. You guys let me know whenever that clip's ready, But Watson, this is a complex story because Alex Jones, the alternative media, predicted that they would eventually use drone strikes on Americans on American soil. And unfortunately, it didn't take long at all. It's only been a year or two. Maybe we should pull up the articles where we're first talking about this. But as soon as they began drone striking in other countries, declaring war without declaring war on up to 9 Middle Eastern countries, places like Yemen, really obscure countries that very, very few Americans can find on the map, places in Africa like Sudan, we're just drone striking anywhere and everywhere. It's totally outraged the Pakistan government. It's really inflame the Middle East all over again because they're taking out suspected terrorists outside of law, outside of declaring a war, and they're taking out all kinds of collateral damage. Women, children, wedding parties, people coming to even collect the dead, all in the name of maybe taking out one bad guy who's not even confirmed. Guys, well, just let me know about that clip, please.
That's exactly the point of this clip, Aaron. This is a guy, Tommy Vita, who worked with John Brennan, so he's basically in his back pocket. He was the National Security Council spokesman. And he said that Rand Paul doing that filibuster yesterday was, quote, harmful to national security. And he actually goes on to say that, this is a quote, John Brennan does his job to save lives, whether they're Americans or someone
saving
living.
Lives by killing children with drones.
Yeah.
We do have that clip now. Let's go to it, guys.
Which is why we've been clear that we will not do this. Senator Paul just needs to take yes for an answer here. And so what I'd say is, you know, I've talked to the president about this. He welcomes the debate around the legality and ethics of our counterterrorism policies. And the irony here is that John Brennan has pushed the envelope on transparency and accountability and oversight of our CT programs more than anyone else in government.
But he's the daddy of the drone.
No, he's absolutely not the daddy of the drone. John Brennan does his job to save lives, whether they're Americans or they're someone living in Yemen who is threatened by Al-Qaeda. That's why John Brennan does his job, and he does it extraordinarily well, and he should be at the CIA doing his job today instead of being held up over an issue where Senator Paul needs to take yes for an answer.
All right, Tommy, Mike, thanks to both of you. And still to come,
Paul Watson, you wrote the story. You've been covering this issue, so I'm going to give you the floor. But saving lives means saving individual lives through this empirical, continued, never-ending war, but it also means saving our quality of life. We set up our system to try to check and balance power, knowing that people, dictators, always seek power, always tend towards arbitrary power, and here we are supposed to sit down and shut up and hand them over complete arbitrary power to do virtually anything they want. Drones is just an iconic formation of their overall power grab. Paul Watson?
Well, the astounding thing about that clip that you just played is John Brennan is the architect of the drone program. He oversees it. So how many innocent people are slaughtered for every suspected terrorist killed as part of this drone program? It's 50 to 1. And 98% of the people targeted and 5,000 people have been killed, hundreds of them children. 98% innocent people killed in these drone strikes overseen by Brennan are innocent civilians. So how on earth can this guy get up on CNN and claim that Brennan's doing his job and that Rand Paul's wasting time by filibustering him and that Brennan's saving lives when 98% of the people killed in Obama's drone strikes overseen by Brennan are innocent civilians? It's ludicrous.
And, of course, we've seen a complete abuse of the war powers, and the Senate and the Congress have become ceremonial, as Alex always says. Certainly the Senate is very much a lapdog of Obama, and so if they're going to go along with just confirming anyone, John Brennan for the CIA, and making an unconstitutional agency, in my opinion, even more unconstitutional and even more unaccountable by electing, by appointing a head who represents a complete abandonment of law, when, of course, the CIA is not supposed to represent, not supposed to activate, you know, domestically on American soil, but they do covertly. And here you have John Brennan abusing and abusing and abusing our foreign policy and our war powers through the drones.
Well, another way to look at it is, you remember how everyone was so shocked 10 years ago when the Bush administration said that, you know, American citizens could be taken to a military brig, locked up without charge, without trial. The Jose Padilla case was the main one about 10 years ago. People were outraged that an American citizen could be taken to a brig, possibly given a secret military trial, but held indefinitely without charge. Now that's being codified by Obama under the NDAA. And 10 years later, we have a situation 10 times worse than that, where Obama and his administration is claiming the power to carry out what amounts to state-sponsored execution of American citizens without even a secret trial. I mean, even Bush gave them a secret trial, you know, with military judges. Now you don't even get that under the Nobel Peace Prize President Obama.
I find I don't mean to interrupt, Paul. I find that truly amazing because it was so controversial what they were doing with rendition and the secret torture and the black dungeon things, the Guantanamo Bay detention during the Bush years. Everybody knew that was a controversy, even if they went along with it, even if they pretended that it wasn't torture, even if they wanted to divide the issue off into defining whether or not waterboard specifically was a form of torture. But at least it was on the table as controversial. It wasn't immediately acceptable, but we've been acclimated step by step to it, to the point where when they passed NDAA and said they could do this to American citizens on American soil if they're suspected of anything, of maybe being affiliated with a possible terrorist, that no one even raised an eyebrow.
Exactly. And everything you just mentioned with regard to the Bush administration, the torture, the waterboarding, secret renditions. I mean, most of the conservatives who are now up in arms about this domestic drone assassination issue, most of them who are supporting Rand Paul, you know, the neocon Fox News set, they were the very ones championing the secret arrests, the secret imprisonments under Bush. So they have to share some of the blame because that was the foundation to where we are now with Obama. And then you have the Democrats. There's an interesting story just out where the actor John Cusack says, quote, "Where are the Democrats to stand up to regressive corporate warlord Obama?" And I think there was just one Democrat yesterday that was out there in support of Rand Paul. So the left on this drone program offers mild criticism. You know, they oppose it. They're not out in the streets demonstrating like they were under Bush. And the neocons who support Rand Paul helped lay the groundwork for all this by supporting the secret arrests under Bush in the first place.
And unfortunately, that's profoundly the case. I admire the stand that Rand Paul took standing up in the Senate. I am not that hopeful at that wing taking over the Republicans and having a new constitutional Republicans. Let's hope for the best. Let's hold all of them accountable. Let's get more into this on the other side. Paul Joseph Watson writing with me. Other reporters coming up. Alex Jones will join us sometime at the top of the next hour. Stay tuned. Infowars.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
Like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora Telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUSFLY to order now.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Aaron Dykes, I'm here with Paul Joseph Watson. We have other reporters ahead, Alex Jones. But I say often enough that this is the best of times. This is the worst of times. You've got this oppressive, centralized government taking back the balance of power that was granted to individuals, to states in this country, which spread worldwide, which gave us that glimmer of hope for our individual lives. And while we need to continue to speak out against the unconstitutional drone strikes, say no to them ramping up and accelerating a worse and worse puppet with every political rotation, we need to simultaneously fight the InfoWar on the other side. They absolutely hate the prospect of us using their surveillance internet to awaken our own minds, to empower ourselves, to give ourselves knowledge, and especially to take back our own lives. For me personally, I used a lot of vitamins and changed my health regimen around, started exercising again because I wanted to revitalize my own personal physical life. I think it's awakened my mind in other ways that I didn't expect. At the same time that I was already pursuing information and reading and finding out whatever I could about things that are happening politically. But let's face it, a lot of times the system, the machine in Washington is set in its ways and our hopes of stopping individual actions are limited. But we can take back our individual lives, and that's why we have InfoWarsHealth.com with longevity vitamin products. I used them. I lost over 90 pounds. I think they're good. You can check it out at InfoWarsHealth.com. And it is a plug, but I don't mind doing that because I really believe in it. I use it every single day, along with One World Way and a lot of other vitamins that I think the system doesn't want us to know about. You had Benjamin Rush from the founding days telling us that if we didn't institute medical freedom in the Constitution, there would become a medical tyranny. And look what they're doing today. They've centralized food production, depleted the soils, taken away the values of the food, and put us on a bunch of GMO crud. Paul Watson, that is a diversion from our foreign policy discussions from the drones. I want to play the Eric Holder clip where he talks about the authorization of drones in a moment. But put this in perspective of the other foreign policy happenings. You've got Iran, you've got Chavez in Venezuela, you've got Syria still happening, and these new menacing tactics from North Korea. What do you think is going on?
Well, with regard to Syria, there's a new story out of Reuters today, which is about how these Syrian rebels seized a convoy of UN peacekeepers near the Golan Heights. So basically what happened is these terrorists, most of whom are foreign insurgents, they're not even Syrian, according to the observers on the ground, they kidnapped 20 UN observers before warning that they would be treated like prisoners unless their demands were met. But suddenly, within hours, as soon as the media got hold of it, the story morphed, and you know, these friendly FSA terrorists, the freedom fighters, we're told they like to, you know, desecrate Christian churches and behead people while chanting Allah Akbar, freedom fighters. They said that the captured UN observers were merely their guests, and then the media went along with it, and now the Washington Post is reporting that the rebels actually rescued the UN observers from Assad's troops. So it went from them capturing them as prisoners to now rescuing them in the space of a few hours. But again, it all points to the fact that our taxpayer money is being sent to support known terrorists who have attacked, you know, schools, universities, desecrated churches. Now they're talking about sending body armor and armored vehicles. That's the public picture of it. In reality, as Le Figaro reported on Sunday, U.S. special forces are training these rebel terrorists in Jordan, and the French newspaper also report they're helping the insurgents prepare terrorist operations in support of Syrian rebels. So our governments, while, you know, simultaneously saying that we need to suffer austerity because there's no money, are sending hundreds of millions of dollars, even billions probably now, to these jihadists from Libya, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Qatar, places like that, to carry out terrorist attacks in Syria as they openly kidnap UN observers. But you know what, Aaron, it's all being done in the name of ending the violence, because that's a good way of ending the violence, isn't it? By
save
training
the children,
terrorists.
Man. Just save the children. Yeah, the outrage, the deception is so grand, it's completely Orwellian. They grease the skids. As you said, the neocons cheered on all this destruction of Bill of Rights in the name of the war on terror. Now we are openly, and I mean openly, partnering with the Al-Qaeda terrorists to overthrow Libya, to overthrow Syria, to make their Arab Spring dream a reality, while using that system to degrade American citizens, to call constitutionalists potential terrorists, to label returning veterans as the potential threat, as they use this entire Homeland Security surveillance system against us. It is outrageous what they've done. It is doublethink. We need to break it down in detail. Paul Joseph Watson remains with me. Other reporters, David Ortiz, Jakari Jackson, Melissa Melton, up ahead, and Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is the InfoWars TheWars.com broadcast, and today we have to make a stand. Are we going to go along with that Washington machine? Are we going to turn over all our personal power, all our state power, all our constitutional power? Are we going to shred the Bill of Rights and sit by while the system destroys everything that we have? Right now on Drudge Report, they're reporting on how John McCain and Senator Graham and all the other old bulls are bucking Rand's big filibuster over the drone attacks. And I don't think Rand Paul is perfect. He signaled that he would go along with an Iran war, something that they clearly are still putting on the table. But absolutely saying no to drone strikes in America, saying there's a line in the sand that I will not stand by while you shred and destroy the Constitution, is a noble stand. The filibuster has rarely been used. It's that innocent, iconic image you saw in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, where Jimmy Stewart says, "Hey, you know, what's wrong with you guys?" And just passionately goes on a tirade against everyone's intentions for hours and hours and hours. And they call it wasting time. It's so hilarious. Obviously, a filibuster is designed to waste time, ladies and gentlemen. It's a stalling tactic, but really, it's just a stand to say what you're doing is wrong. I realize I cannot individually stop it, but I am going to stand up and morally say no to it. And Eric Holder, in testimony, couldn't say they wouldn't use drones on American soil. We're going to get to that clip. Paul Watson, what are your most recent thoughts on really some of the most warmongering, ridiculous neocons in the Senate, but who do have a lot of power? John McCain and Senator Graham trying to ridicule Rand Paul, CNN trying to ridicule him.
Well, I'm not surprised that Mr. Bomb Iran McCain's not in support of Rand Paul. And, you know, they're supposed to represent Republicans. They're supposed to represent conservative voters. When it's conservatives who have been identified by the likes of the DHS as domestic terrorists. You know, Rand Paul also mentioned last night, who are the terrorists? You know, people who buy storable food. And the answer is, yeah, the FBI actually put out flyers listing people who buy food in bulk as potential terrorists. You know, paying for a cup of coffee using cash. You did the funny skit about that. But it was based on a serious FBI flyer that they put out saying, buy a cup of coffee using cash, you may be a potential terrorist. You know, those reverential of individual liberty, a DHS-funded study came out last year and said that those people might be potential terrorists. People who fly don't tread on me flags, Ron Paul supporters. So they recharacterized banal activity as potential terrorism and then instituted a program where the government can kill Americans with no trial based on the mere accusation that they're a terrorist. And people wonder why we're concerned about this. I mean, Obama's claimed a greater degree of dictatorial power than even someone like Kim Jong-un in North Korea has access to.
It's the system itself has declared dictatorial power. Then on top of that, icing on the cake, the individual president has just absurdly declared even extra extrajudicial dictatorial power. And just take, for example, somebody like FDR, who declared literally in his speech broad executive power and established all these new agencies. Let's just assume, for the sake of argument, that he was well-meaning, wanted to uplift people. Those powers that he seized from the Constitution illegitimately have absolutely been usurped by subsequent presidents, others inside the executive branch who have no intention whatsoever of uplifting or helping anyone. They just want power. And of course, 1984 talks about how power seeks power. Power is power. The object of power is power. And here we have Alex has a brand new video report. Media caught working with White House in a giant hoax where they want Americans to have their hands tied behind their backs. They want to ban assault weapons. They want to do away with the Second Amendment. They want to put preemptive suspicion on everyone, not only labeling them as potential terrorists for buying coffee with cash or being at an internet cafe, but also to say you no longer have your God-given rights to self-defense. You no longer have your enumerated Second Right Amendment. We're going to legislate that away, which is, of course, illegitimate. We're going to establish drones, make them completely omnipresent in the country. We're going to listen to phone conversations. Your Fourth Amendment is gone. And now, according to Eric Holder, according to the White House, your entire Fifth, Sixth, Seventh, Eighth Amendments are gone. They've been whittling away the Ninth and Tenth Amendments for many years now. And here they are claiming that you need to do away with your guns. Your arms need to be tied behind your backs. You need to be placed under suspicion. You need to be patted down, including inside your pants. But the system, they're going to arm up. They're going to get 2 billion bullets, 2,700 tanks. They're going to collect all kinds of assault rifles and empower literal agencies of that executive branch, which really were never supposed to have any power at all. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, the hoax is very much in evidence now. You just mentioned the DHS buying bullets. I wrote an article about this a couple of days ago. Media portrays DHS ammo purchases as conspiracy theory. And, you know, it really goes to the heart of why now, according to this new poll, only 6% of Americans find the mainstream media very trustworthy. Because they've admitted that the DHS has bought the 2 billion bullets, but then they've run this hoax that anyone who dares to express concern about that fact, whether it be Alex Jones, Sarah Palin, Lou Dobbs, whoever, is engaging in debunked paranoid conspiracy theories. So what they've tried to do is, and I document this in the article, you've got the likes of Media Matters, Atlantic Wire, Politico. Every time this issue gets raised, they claim it's a conspiracy theory, and their source for making that claim is one Associated Press article entitled Homeland Security Explains Plan to Purchase More Than 1.6 Billion Bullets. Buying in bulk is cheaper. Now, it turns out that that claim is a complete hoax. We'll get onto that in a minute. But their sole source for making the claim that concerns over this are debunked is a quote from one DHS official called Peggy Dixon, who basically downplays the whole issue, says it's no big deal. So then that quote becomes the sole basis for all these subsequent articles claiming that the whole issue has been debunked. So basically,
well,
the mainstream...
Well, yeah, but it's been in the Associated Press as well. They say, yeah, they're going to buy in bulk to save you money. They're really drying up the ammo market to cut supply and drive up prices for individual gun owners.
Well, precisely. The shortage
and run around the Second Amendment.
Exactly. But now they're basically saying that by citing the glib statement of one government official, that debunks concerns about government behavior.
Do you see it's true.
It's just openly state-run media. The government says it's not a problem, therefore your concerns about the government's behaviour are completely debunked. Well, of course they're not going to say, oh yeah, it's because we're preparing for mass civil unrest, that's why we're buying all these bullets. Of course they're going to deny it. But then the Associated Press takes that as gospel, even though the DHS has been caught lying over and over again about a million different issues.
Well, I've been obsessively reading some American history lately, and it's extremely clear that the founders, the prevailing founders, did not want standing armies because they saw the historical danger, how you can get a good leader who seems good for a while, but then he decides he wants more power and uses his army to conquer. That's why they set up state militias. That's why they said the military couldn't operate domestically. Now they're literally arming executive agencies in the government. Is that even by any stretch of the imagination part of the founders' vision? Obviously not. As they continue to whittle away posse comitatus and use National Guard and regular army to patrol the streets of America with these bullets and participation with the backing of these executive government agencies on behalf of corporations, of Wall Street even.
Well, yeah, and it is exactly that. It's a standing army. It's an arms build-up. But the fact they have to deny it, just like Gibbs denied the existence of the drone program as he was ordered to, shows how nervous they are about people finding out. But the thing, the crucial issue of this is that they claim the bullets are for training purposes and that they bought them in bulk to save money, when most of the bullets they purchased are hollow point rounds, which are more expensive than routine training bullets used at firing ranges. You don't use hollow point bullets for training practice. And there's a Marine Corps veteran who's just come out and backed that up with his own doubts about the DHS, and that's the clip that we've got now.
Do we have the clip, guys? Well, as they're getting that clip ready, I just want to say, at what point are we going to start taking this personal? That's something to think about. Nobody wants a war with the government, but they literally have their guns aimed at us. They have their drones with a target over us. Let's go to that clip now.
And now continuing coverage of the growing gun debate. Supply of ammunition at many gun stores is running low, but not for the government. There's a bullet buying spree going on right now by the Department of Homeland Security. CBS 21's national correspondent Christine Frizzell takes a look into one part of the gun debate that very few people are talking about.
It's becoming a common problem at retail stores and ranges across the country.
They come in, they want ammo. We don't have ammo.
But the Department of Homeland Security appears to be on a buying spree. Their most recent request is for 10 million rounds of hollow point bullets for a .40 caliber pistol, another 10 million rounds for a 9mm, plus 1.6 million pistol cartridge 9mm ball bullets. And that's just this year. Last March, DHS bought 450 million bullets, and in September, another 200 million. That's in addition to a reported 1.6 billion rounds they already have. So during the height of the Iraq War, U.S. soldiers used about 5.5 million rounds of ammunition every month. If you do the math here, that means the Department of Homeland Security has enough bullets to wage a full-scale war for the next 30 years. DHS says the bullets are needed for training, but military veteran Richard Mason is doubtful.
We never trained with hollow points. We didn't even really see hollow points my entire 4.5 years in the Marine Corps. Why would they need all those hollow points? Why would they need all those ball rounds just for training? It doesn't really make sense.
Sales manager Scott McCurley says it's been a hot topic of conversation at his gun range.
It takes a lot of ammunition to run. 15 million, I'll give you 20 million. But when you start getting into billions in 1 year, that's not training. That's excessive waste.
Even some lawmakers aren't convinced.
It serves one purpose. It's subterfuge. It's to keep it from being able to get out to the public, to raise the cost up.
Within the first month of 2013, we're talking about the fiscal cliff. We're talking.
And
about
so there you have it. It is admitted the government is stockpiling ammunition. So let's please end the denial. And obviously, they're not trying to save us money as they wastefully expand every program under the sun, literally invite people onto food stamps and dependency who don't even need it, inviting illegal immigrants they're about to give amnesty to, all while some punk in the Department of Justice says that, well, it's collateral damage if a border security guard is killed by drug cartels, even though we gave them the weapons to destabilize gun ownership, destabilize the southwest border, destabilize the entire sense of the drug war. All those Mexicans killed by the tens of thousands, up to 50,000 and more and counting now, those are collateral damage because one punk in the Department of Justice says it's okay, and now he says it's okay to use drones to domestically. One coward in Obama's White House, well, I'm sure there's more than one coward, but one coward who's about to be head of the CIA says he's going to remotely go over and kill suspected terrorists, and it's collateral damage when children and women and wedding parties are killed in the aftermath. Paul, I'm just fired up today, and I really want to play a clip from Eric Holder's testimony in the Senate yesterday when they ask him point blank if they're going to use drones on American soil, if he feels the president's authorized to do that, if he feels it's constitutional. Guys, do we have that clip? Let's go to it right now. Thank you.
Thank you. And we talked about the Office of Legal Counsel memos on targeted killings. I've been asking for that for some time. And you and I have had discussions about this, and I realize the decision is not entirely in your hands, but it may be brought to a head with a subpoena from this office, from this committee. In your letter to Senator Paul, Senator, earlier this week, you left open the possibility of using lethal force against American citizens in extraordinary circumstances on U.S. soil. You mentioned 9/11, Pearl Harbor, but you did not specifically mention armed drones. Can you agree there's no scenario would be appropriate to use an armed drone on U.S. soil to strike an American citizen?
Well,
What I said in the letter was that the government has no intention to carry out any drone strikes in the United States. It's hard for me to imagine a situation in which that would occur. We have within the United States the ability to use our law enforcement capacity. And as I laid out in a speech that I gave at Northwestern University with regard to the use of these kinds of lethal forces, one of the critical things was that the possibility, the feasibility of capture was difficult in foreign lands, Afghanistan, Pakistan, other parts of the Middle East. That is not the same thing here in the United States, where the possibility of capture is obviously enhanced. And as a result, the use of drones is, from my perspective, something that is entirely, entirely hypothetical. And what I tried to say in the letter to Senator Paul was exactly that.
And, of course, it was just about a month ago that the Department of Justice issued a white paper saying, indeed, it is legal to strike Americans, even on American soil, basically as long as a military commander okays it. And it's outrageous. There's obviously been letters with these senators back and forth since. And there they are asking him about it. And he just shirks it, says, well, he can't imagine a scenario. But, of course, we'd want to give the president any kind of lethal. It's outrageous. Paul Watson. What's your reaction to this just blatant destruction of our system, disregard for the laws, and just usurpation by outright authoritarians?
Well, in his letter to Rand Paul, while he sounds very mealy-mouthed, you know, in front of a committee, he said it was, quote, possible that they would use drone strikes domestically. So you also have to look at the NDAA, you know, that designated the entirety of the United States as a battleground under the rubric of the war on terror. So a year and a half ago, they were saying they could apply the rules of the war on terror domestically. And then, of course, the NDAA secret kidnap provision. People forget that it was the Obama administration itself, while Obama ran around claiming he was against it, they specifically demanded that it be applied to U.S. citizens domestically, that they could kidnap, hold people without charge.
We're going to break, Paul Watson, but we're going to have more on the other side. And they literally have declared war on us. NORTHCOM was established in the wake of 9/11. They've done away with Posse Comitatus. They've targeted us. They've profiled us. They're going to come after us, ladies and gentlemen. What are you going to do? Stay tuned. Stay with us. A lot more ahead. Infowars.com. We must say no. We must take a principled stand against this destruction.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com.
LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Information war. There is a battle for our mind. We must break through the deception, break out of that fear conditioning where they're trying to tell us that some kind of imminent threat means we must give up our rights, must give up the Constitution. I want to thank the crew in there doing a great job behind the scenes, getting all our clips ready, coordinating over an entire ocean. With Paul Joseph Watson, who remains with us, John Bowne, and many other fine crew members. And I also want to thank our reporter researchers back there bringing me other good articles. And indeed, this drone thing has been building up for a long time. We've heard for a long time about all these surveillance drones and how they're going to flip them over and use them as domestic control grids, just as they're using them overseas to assassinate. You've got articles from at least a year ago, including things like one-man death panel, Obama's counterterrorism advisor, that of course is John Brennan. Now he's going to head the CIA. Very fine man for the job. You have headlines like Drone Wars USA. Have you heard of the Patriot Watch, Patriot Shield, and Patriot Sword programs? Most Americans are only recently becoming aware of a U.S. government plan to field literally thousands of weaponized surveillance drones over the U.S. in the next few years. Do you realize this plan has long been in place? Drones arrive in Austin and in law enforcement areas across the country. More than 30,000 drones, portrait of a drone killer. I have a duty and I execute my duty. And that's one thing that makes it more alarming is the people executing their duty, executing individuals, executing collateral damage are very removed from the violence. They're thinking about it in video game terms. And we've seen the Prince of England use those terminology of how he likes doing drone strikes and messing with drones because it's like playing a video game. Paul Watson, I'm ranting here. We've got Alex Jones joining us sometime at the beginning of the next hour. We've got our InfoWars reporters bringing other news to us. But please do go on about these important issues we're dealing with.
Well, just another one on the drones in the context of surveillance, because obviously that's how they're going to be used initially. You know, 30,000 drones in American skies by 2020, according to the FAA. On February 25th, I put out an article which was a promo video for one of these companies that manufactures drones that are now being sold to police departments. In fact, Montgomery County, Texas, bought this very drone for $500,000, $250,000 of which was provided by a DHS grant. And this is the Shadow Hawk drone, which is a 50-pound kind of mini helicopter. It can be fitted by a taser, grenade launchers, and 12-gauge shotguns. But the promo video for this drone, which was put out by this corporation, featured a drone spying on two individuals who just looked like regular Americans, meeting up in a desolate location and conducting a sale of a firearm. So we put out the article saying these surveillance drones, according to the promotional material, are going to be used to conduct surveillance of gun sales. And then, of course, days later, it came out via the Second Amendment Foundation, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, DHS documents released by Freedom of Information Act request that said the Predator B drones being prepared for domestic use, quote, shall be capable of identifying a standing human being at night as likely armed or not. So that is identifying gun owners domestically.
The whole agenda is coalescing together, all the amendments, all the rights being destroyed at once. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the other side of this short break in the second hour. Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson riding shotgun with me. Alex Jones ahead. Stay tuned. And a premiere of the Bill Gates confrontation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.